We're going to talk a little Vermilion Sailor football with their new head coach, Matt Coble. Am I pronouncing that correctly, by the way,
sir.
Matt? Okay, I just want to make sure it wasn't Coble or something like that, but it looks like it sounds. So Matt Coble, the head coach, and we mentioned earlier with Matt Kostolnik at Avon Lake, a guy that's coaching his alma mater. You're a Vermilion guy, correct?
Oh, yes. Yeah, Vermilion guy. Last winning season, 1997, went to the playoffs. Actually just had Ralph Mayer talk to the team today about it. So,
Ground Ralph. Now, Ralph was one of my favorite guys in high school football, man. I loved calling Vermilion Sailor football when he was the head coach. Now, here's something that Ralph would do. Now, I don't know if he told you this or not, and I swear on my mother's soul this is true. When Ralph Mayer had a game on WEOL, he would always put in a special play just for the radio guys, just to throw us off. And then he would always say after the game, did I get you on that one, Tim? So he would always put in a special play. So, Matt, I'm just telling you, you know, you're on the radio, you're on the stream. Keep that in mind from your mentor.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's pretty easy to put a special play in when Ralph only had about four plays to run. So.
Now, that's true. Now, that's a great point. I'll have to bring that up to Ralph next time I see him. That's a great point. Yes, he didn't have the most diversified playbook, did he?
Oh, no. And what he brought to the team today was it didn't matter what they did. They always wanted Vermilion to be known as the hardest-hitting team in the conference.
That's true.
So he said it doesn't matter what we do. It's as long as you give it all, your all for four quarters, and that's what Vermilion football is all about.
There you go. What's going to be your stamp? What's the Matt Coble stamp on the Vermilion program?
Actually, I am trying to bring back the tradition at Vermilion, trying to make the kids understand what it is to be a Vermilion Sailor. I mean, when I played there, there was 20 years of just straight winning seasons. And since I left as my senior year, I mean, they've only had two winning seasons in 20 years. So trying to bring back that culture of winning and competing in everything we do and making sure we practice as hard as we can to make the games as easy as we can is the kind of workman mentality that I'm trying to bring to Vermilion.
You got to have pieces. You got to have guys to work with. Who are some key components of this Vermilion team this year?
Actually, we bring back a lot of kids. We bring eight two-way starters back.
Wow.
Seth Hurd, our quarterback from last year, Jonah File, wide receiver. Kane Zanoni will be a four-year running back. Bring a lot of pieces back on the defense. Tyler Bath will be a four-year starter at defensive end. Trevor Boyd will be a four-year starter at inside linebacker. So we do bring back a lot of pieces, and that group is a competitive group of people. So,
Matt, talk to me about the SBC, Tough Football Conference. You have four playoff teams on there. Last year was the first year for you guys back in a league. I know that we had talked to some Vermilion people about it. It was just nice to get back and establish some relationship with some league teams. It was a rough go for you in the league last year. Talk to me about that. You know, you're the only Lorain County team that really kind of goes west. And there were years that Vermilion was looking for an identity. They were picking up games all over the place, and it's got to be hard to coach the team. Is that something you can build on, the whole league thing? Are you building some rivalries and some relationships in that league?
Yeah, I mean, it's good to now play a set schedule with our conference. Like you said before, we would play different teams every year just to fill out a schedule and travel an hour and a half to just play a game. And now we're going to build the set rivalries, and we can tell, I mean, Huron will be a big rivalry game for us. Oak Harbor, I mean, we're going to start playing teams over and over again. The SBC now going to a three-tier division. We're in the middle division, so we'll play the same six teams over and over again. So hopefully we can build tradition here and build against players that we'll see not only in football but basketball and baseball and everything like that.
You've got a lot of players back, Coach. Are you going to be able to develop some depth to maybe get them off the field? I know Division III and IV football, you look at a lot of two-way players, but I think through the grind of the season, sometimes those teams that can really stay strong are the guys that can get can spell some kids throughout the game. Are you guys going to be in a position to do that this year?
I mean, that was the biggest thing going into camp is finding those players that can spell kids during we kind of know who was going to start on offense and who was going to start in defense. Now we're looking for those players that can step up, spell here or there, or even start so we can give more one-way players and try to two-platoon as much as possible. So we had a couple kids step up, Hunter Hickman, Ashton Bath. We feel pretty good about our depth. We still have a couple people learning two positions just in case of injuries and stuff like that. Because we have a roster of about 42 kids right now, and hopefully over the years, as I'm there longer, it'll grow and we can develop the depth and be like the Amherst and Avons that play their kids
A week from Friday, you open up against Oberlin. What are some question marks that are still kind of lingering out there for you? What do you need to have answered between now and next Friday night?
The biggest thing, going into our first scrimmage, it was about our defense, and I really challenged our defense going into our first scrimmage, and they really stepped up to the challenge and were very physical at our first scrimmage against St. Mary's and South Central. This scrimmage, I'm going to look at the offensive line and see who's the five guys. I've been rotating about eight guys in all during camp, and who are going to be the starting five, and where are they going to play at? Because obviously with eight guys, they're learning not only tackle but guard and center, so they can be versatile throughout the whole line, and that's a Larry Karras thing, so we're trying to learn.
This seems to be a recurring theme here tonight. The Larry Karras. I mean, what did you learn from Larry?
I mean, Larry's a great guy, and, I mean, he knows how to recruit and knows how to get kids to come out. The biggest thing is with Larry is you learn the players first. You see what players can beat what players. Then you formation teams. Then you do plays. His offensive strategy is there. And then when he knows when to crank it up and he knows when to have fun. And that's the biggest thing to learn. I need to learn as a first-year head coach. When is it time to be physical and get after kids? And when is it time to joke around and have some fun too? Because it is high school football, so kids got to have fun.
Have you done anything to put your own stamp on it at this point, Matt? Have you done some team building, something to say we're going to be different and we're going to bond, and this is the activity or the way we're going to go about it?
Yeah, when I first got the job, I started off with the weight room. I'm a big weight room guy. Being an offensive lineman, I love weight room. I love practice, those kinds of stuff. So if we had perfect attendance in the weight room, the kids earned shirts, and they kind of took pride in those shirts, and they would wear them around school to show off, hey, I'm a Vermilion Sailor football player. I had perfect attendance. We've had, like, after the last day of football camp, after we scrimmaged Clearview, I bought out the pool, and we ran to the pool and had, like, a pool party and stuff. I started a leadership group with about 15 kids. Anyone could sign up, but we read a book by Jeff Jansen and tried to teach leadership and how, this is how to be a leader of the football team. So it's not always coach-led leadership. So,
final question for you. You mentioned that you played for Ralph, and certainly that tradition of winning was there when Ralph was the head coach. There's only been a couple of winning seasons since that time. From your perspective now as a head coach, Matt, one or two things that will bring winning back to Vermilion. What are those keys?
I mean, the biggest thing right now is the group that we have is very dedicated. And if they stay dedicated and we get off to a good start and don't turn the ball over and be physical and aggressive, I think we have a good shot of having a winning season this year. And then from that, when I started over, I started the rec program all over again. So we did flag football in the spring just to get kids out throwing footballs to each other. We ended up having over 100 kids from April to June trying to get kids out. And actually, after every practice, the rec practice is right after ours. So I'd go out there and hang out there. And we bought equipment for the little kids to make them feel like Vermilion Sailors. And I hang out at every practice just to show them how important it is. And just trying to build it up from kindergarten all the way up to the high school level is my biggest thing, to be proud to be a Vermilion Sailor and wanting to be there on Friday nights.
As they say on Family Feud, good answer. Good answer. Oh, you got to get them started at that young age. I mean, you know, we had Mike Elder on previously. My goodness, there's a couple hundred kids playing youth football in Avon.
Absolutely.
I mean, you've got to get those young kids playing. Good answer. Hey, congratulations, man. Right. Best of luck over at Vermilion. It's got to be special to coach your alma mater.
Yes. Thank you very much.
Thanks. And thanks for your patience, by the way.
No problem. Have a good one.
You too. Matt Coble, the head coach of the Vermilion Sailors, as he joins us here at the table. Again, Matt taking over the program where he played under legendary head coach Ralph Mayer. No doubt. get along great with Ralph, one of my good friends. When he was the head coach at Vermilion, man, we had some good laughs. And then his son Kevin worked at WEOL for many, many years. Kevin came walking into the WEOL station. I said, there's no way this young man is Ralph Mayer's son. No way. But he turned out to be one of the best employees we ever had. Just a great guy. So, and Matt Coble, I mean, as I said, good answers. He's got the right plan in place.
Those are important things. I think, you know, we get done with our home games and we leave the lights on the turf for about 20 minutes afterwards, and every little kid in the stands comes down and they run around and they get on the turf and they get the feel for that feels like. I think those are little things that go a long, long way in building programs that makes them a part of the program. When I was at Berea, our kids used to meet on Saturday mornings, and then they went over and coached the flag football on Saturday mornings. Our kids were the coaches, so there was, you know, those kids were sitting in the stands looking down at those kids. Great job by Matt, and I think that'll go a long way in helping build that program.